This edition of Kosher Tidbits is about eating in someone else's home. The concept of trust essentially allows us to rely and accept that a claim is correct in a given situation. This comes up often halachically in a number of different contexts, which includes accepting food from someone or eating in their home, with the assumption that the food is kosher. Principally, one is permitted to accept food prepared by a halacha-abiding Shomer Torah Mitzvah Jew on the basis of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim. There are multiple suggested sources for the concept of Eid Echad Ne'eman B'Yisurim, which means that a single individual is believed in areas of Isser V'Heter. Rashi in Chulin writes that the source is from the pasuk of V'Shochet Es Ben HaBakar that appears by Korbanos, since the Shochet is believed that the Shechita was done properly. However, Tosfos suggests that the source is derived from the Ne'amanus of a woman in the area of Taras HaMashpacha. The Rambam is quoted as assuming that in order to trust and buy from someone, it must be known definitively whether they are Shomer Torah Umitzos and trustworthy. However, there would be a distinction between purchasing food and simply being a guest in one's home. The Rama accepts this distinction. Therefore, according to the Rama, a guest may assume that a host who appears to be Shomer Torah Mitzvos is believed in areas of kashrus, even if they do not have a close relationship. There is an interesting question whether someone who is machmir with a particular issue may trust someone else who is known to be makel when there are differing halachic opinions. For example, if one personally does not eat chadash in chutz laretz, may they trust someone who does eat chadash, but claims that cakes or cookies being served happen to be yashin? Similarly, what if a guest is careful to consume chal yisrael to the exclusion of chal stam, although the host does not? The Binyan Tzion writes that in this kind of situation, a guest may trust their host, although lechachila they should inquire what the status of the food is. One basic assumption behind this position is that we may assume that a person with halachic ne'amanus, credibility, will not serve something to another person when the recipient considers it to be prohibited and perhaps a michshol. This is so even though the host may personally consider chadash chutz laretz or chalas stam to be perfectly acceptable. There is an additional question whether or not someone who is makel with a particular issue may prepare foods in their kalim for someone else who is machmir. The underlying question in this situation is whether the recipient of the food should consider the kalim as equally problematic as if they were used to prepare something genuinely non-kosher. Therefore, may someone who is makel with regards to chadash and chutz laretz or chal of stam use their regular utensils to prepare yashin or chal yisrael foods for someone who is machmir? The Rama in Shulchan Aruch seems to imply that in such cases it is not necessary to be concerned with kalim. Nevertheless, the Shach appears to qualify this assumption and requires the kalim to have been at least einan bnei yomen, idle for 24 hours prior to cooking or baking. Moreover, the Shach writes that there is an additional distinction whether the machmir recipient of the food is strict because they assume there is a bona fide prohibition, or a chumra, a praiseworthy stringency that is not strictly prohibited. With the former, the Shach writes that even when the kalim are einan bnei yomen, one may not use the utensils to cook or bake food exclusively for someone who is machmir. However, if cooking for oneself, or someone else who is also makel, the food can be shared with someone who is machmir, mikur hadin. Nevertheless, if the recipient is strict because of a chumra, the regular kalim may be used even to exclusively prepare food for someone who is machmir. The Mishnah Berurah writes that kalim that are einan bnei yomen from chadash may be used to bake for someone that is careful with yashon. Similarly, there is discussion involving a reverse case, whether or not a host who is machmir with a certain issue may provide that kind of food to a guest who is mako. The basis of the question is perhaps one could advance an argument that if a host views a particular food as prohibited, they may be in violation of the prohibition of lifnei iver by serving it to someone else, even if that individual is ordinarily mako. On the other hand, since the recipient assumes that the food is permitted, one could also contend that there is no mechshol, and therefore the issur of lifnei iver does not apply. Consequently, may someone who is machmir with chadush in chutz la'aretz or chol estam provide chadush baked goods or chol estam snacks to someone who is lenient? This fundamental question is actually a point of dispute between the Shar HaMelech and the Ksar Sofer. Although the Shar HaMelech was machmir, the Ksav Sofer cites several proofs to substantiate that in such a situation there is no mechshol, since the recipient considers the food to be permitted. Similarly, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zecher Tzadik Levracha also appears to assume that in this kind of circumstance there is no violation of lifnei iver. Moreover, it is also brought that Rav Chaim Volozhiner allowed for those makbid to only consume yashin and chutz la'aretz to make chadash available to others who are lenient. Sometimes one finds themselves in an extenuating circumstance where they know for certain that a host is not careful with tefillas kelim. Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that it is prohibited to use utensils of another Jew that have not undergone proper tefillah. Nevertheless, Rav Moshe also suggests that it might be possible to distinguish between simply removing dry food from a plate that requires tefillah and spoons, forks, knives, or bowls containing liquid, which are all integral to the act of eating. A similar view is expressed by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. However, Rav Moshe Sternbach writes in the name of the Chazon Ish that the prohibition of using utensil that requires tefillah is only applicable to the owner of that utensil. Therefore, in a difficult circumstance, there are possible halachic grounds for a guest to use a utensil that was not toivled. Nevertheless, the notion that a sincere and upstanding Shomer Torah Mitzvah Jew has a cheskes kashrus and a halacha credibility, unless otherwise proven, cannot be emphasized enough. It is related that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach used to accept home-prepared mishloach manos, taste them, and compliment the preparer, while encouraging others to do the same. Thank you very much for tuning in to this edition of Kosher Tidbits.